And all of a sudden, you're on your way to, you know, just headed to the store. Gonna buy some, I don't know, some beer for the weekend, maybe. Or maybe it's just something innocent. Maybe just gonna run out and get a gallon of milk. And all of a sudden, something happens and you're dead. Your life. I think about this. Ugh. Lord, let me live. I want to live. I want to live in this life. You know why I want to live? I don't cling to my life. I don't. I want to gladly give it up for his sake. I want to suffer and die for his sake. That is my goal in life. A little later, I think, though. Right now, I want to raise my family in subjection. I want to be an example on that front. I want all these things. I ask in faith, God, to give it to me. I can't make it happen. I can't do it. I'm not good enough. I don't have the right spirit. He's got to give me the spirit. He's got to give me the works. He's got to work the works in me. I'm thankful that I know he wants to work those works in me. And then asking a good thing, God gives the good thing. So if it's a good thing you ask, and a good thing you want, I want to live, I want to finish the works I began. I want to finish the book of Isaiah and the music. I want to finish teaching the word of God. I don't want to die tomorrow. I fear. I don't want to leave off this work. I'd be so disappointed. What a disappointing life that would be for me. Other people, I mean, it's like, well, I wouldn't get to go to Tahiti. Careful now. That's evil. Don't you know that God looks at that as evil? It's the friendship with the world. That's the enemy. You're the enemy of God. This is how you become the enemy of God. I can't wait till I do that. I'm going to do this and that. I'm going to go to such and such a city. I'm going to open a business. I'm going to make money. I don't know why I harped on vacations and stuff, but I think because in America, it's almost like land of the free, home of the paid, the well paid. To him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. Very simple. Sin is not just violating a bunch of injunctions against things. Thou shalt not touch, not taste, not handle, not. No, it is also thou shalt. It is, you know, hey, you're going to be pure, peaceable, gentle, easy to be entreated, merciful. You know to do good. You're not able to do it. It's just sin. As I say, to me, it's more than just like, okay, I'm not a drunk, I don't look at porn, I look at this, don't do that, don't do adultery, you know, things people congratulate themselves for. They say, I'm not this, I'm not a murderer. As he said, if you offend in one point, you've done it all. That means, actually, you know what? If you, in the law of the New Testament, the law of liberty, which is much stricter than the Old Testament, you can actually fail to do something good, and you are a sodomite. Now, I'm not saying, now in Christ, don't misunderstand me. Because he chose you and foreknew you before the foundation of the world, he looks at you as righteous from the day you're born, though you yet be a sinner. He looks at you as righteous all the way through your walk, even as you do things that aren't right, because he knows what his work and what he's doing to you and where he's bringing you. Not that you should wax self-confident in that and make boasting in that. Humble yourself. He wants us to be humble. See? He helps us by subjecting us to all these things. That we can be conformed to the image of his Son. You know, he was in the form of God, and he thought it not robbery to be equal with God. But he humbled himself and took on the form of a servant. Even that we must fulfill. We must fulfill all righteousness. Not just fulfill obedience to a bunch of, you know, do not this. You know, finding loopholes in the regulations and ways we can get around righteousness. or adding rules that don't belong, becoming lawgivers, judging people over things which God has not commanded, which we are free from in the New Testament. But rather, doing right. Learning of Him. Humble yourself. Ask. Ask and you will receive. You will obtain. Ask.